And I would invite you to turn to Mark chapter 6, verse 30 in your Bibles. You can be prepared for when I ask you to stand, and I'll read the scripture. You look kind of sad today. And if you go and do that, I'll tell you what people are going to say. Yeah, I am pretty sad. I had this loss, or this is a really difficult time in my life, or, you know. And I said, well, can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Because I believe that God really wants to meet you where you are. We live in a culture where there is a lot of tension that exists. We have inflation, we have depression. Our situation is quite a lot like the Israelite scouting party that went into Canaan in the time of Moses. Remember that scouting party? There were 10 spies that went out and cased the land of Canaan. And they returned not simply with tales on their lips about milk and honey, but they also came back with terror in their hearts because they looked at that culture and they saw giants in their land. Giants that were so big and seemingly overpowering and in such command of the situation that there seemed no point in pitting their puny resources that they had against them. And today, if you read the newspaper or listen to the radio or television, you hear people speaking of giants in our land. Homelessness, sexual immorality, alcoholism, poverty, inflation, disintegration of the family, gangs, debt, even the threat of nuclear war. For the first time, there rises up another generation of grandchildren holding us accountable for our throwaway economy. People are desperately seeking something to hold on to, something that makes sense, something that they can count on from one day to the other. And the picture is the same as in Moses' time. We are aware of the giants in our land and in our lives, and our response seems to be that of the Israelites as they encountered the giants in their land. We're not going in there. We're not going to do it. We can't pit our tiny, puny resources against those big giants. Well, it's at this point that we need to hear a story. Now, this is a strange story. In fact, on one level, it's completely unbelievable. But on another level, it finds us really wanting to believe it because we need a response to the giants in our own lives. So if you'll stand with me to honor the Word of God, I'll read this story, which is so familiar to us, we tend maybe to shut it down because we've heard it so many times. But it's the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. It's in Mark 6, beginning with verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of him. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Would you send these people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat?" But Jesus answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than a half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread just to give it to them to eat?" Jesus said, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks, broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 to the beat of the story, because I was asking myself the question, how did Jesus do that? How did he multiply the loaves and the fishes? I was so focused on the miracle, right? But then I realized Mark is not as interested in the miraculous as we are. In fact, Mark doesn't even tell us how Jesus multiplied the bread and the fish. He doesn't even tell us. He does tell us what happened to the people. You see, the disciples are kind of a lot like us at this point in the story. They're tired. They're living the Christian life and they're doing the best they can, and they got so many things to do, and they got to take care of their kids, and they got to take care of all of these things, and they're tired. But the disciples are tired because Jesus had just sent them out on a mission. He sent the 12 out on a mission to go out without any money, without anything to take to people, only the gospel, and to go out and just comb the cities and represent him. And so the disciples are just coming back from that mission and they're tired. And Jesus said, "Okay, get in the boat." And they went into the boat and they went to a lonely place to be alone on the one side of the lake. And as they were floating in the boat, the crowds began to notice him, and they said, "There he is, there he is, there he is." And they started running around the lake, and they thronged around Jesus, waiting for his arrival on the shore. So here's Jesus and the disciples ready to have a little bit of a retreat and a respite, and all of these people are showing up. And you see, Jesus knew who they were. Look how he describes them. He says, "These people are like sheep without a shepherd. They are milling about, wandering without a purpose." Now, does that not describe our culture? Our culture are people who are sheep without a shepherd, and they're milling about trying to find some kind of purpose, kind of stability. And it's getting a little bit later, and it's time to eat. And the disciples are casing this out. And they said, "Look, we're tired. We don't even have anything in our pockets because we were instructed not to bring anything." And they had just gotten back from this journey in which they were sharing the good news of the gospel. And there they are in the hills of Palestine, and it's getting late, and somebody suggests, the hour's late. This is a lonely place. Jesus, can we just send them away to go to the village and buy them something to eat? They can buy themselves something to eat. This is a job for McDonald's. This is not a job for us. But you see, Jesus had something else in mind. To such a practical suggestion, he responds with something quite ridiculous. Jesus said, you give them something to eat. Disciples, you give them something to eat. Well, wouldn't you be flabbergasted? So they explode with frustration over this giant request, and they say to Jesus, should we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread? That's like 5 months worth of salary for all of us. And you want us to go and buy that at McDonald's and then bring it back for them to eat here? Come on, Jesus, we're tired. I got nothing left. But honestly, that's actually a lot like us. You put in a full day, you watch your kids, you do this, you do that. And then Jesus said, oh, look at that need out there. Do you see that need? No, I don't see it. No, if I don't see it, I don't have to do anything about it. No, I don't see that need. So the disciples are upset because they say, that's 6 months' salary for all of us. Where are we going to get that kind of money? They didn't have any credit cards at the time to bail them out. And that is where we find ourselves. We are overwhelmed by the giants of our culture. We are Christ's representatives, and we are to go out into this world. And quite frankly, the needs are so amazing. They're so amazing. They're so beyond what we even know about. How in the world can God expect any of us to do that? Doesn't God know how inadequate we are? We are overwhelmed by the mission that God has given us and the demands that it might put upon us. And nonetheless, Jesus says the same thing to us today. You see that need out there? You give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. And so, like our predecessors in the wilderness, what difference does it make? How many loaves I have? It'll never feed this crowd. It'll never be enough. But they go anyway, and they discover that among the disciples and among the crowd, they are able to find 5 little dinner rolls and 2 puny sardines. 5 little dinner rolls and 2 puny sardines. And so they come with a response that sounds like Mother Hubbard's cupboard. Jesus, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Things are worse than we thought, Jesus. This isn't even enough to feed you. It's not even enough to feed us. Won't you come to your senses now, Jesus, and dismiss this crowd? Well, Jesus came to his senses, but he didn't dismiss the crowd. We have no trouble at this point identifying with the disciples. Because when we look at the needs in our world, it seems like we're standing there with a little sardine or maybe a dinner roll. And our response is, Jesus, you're going to have to ask somebody else because I don't have anything. I don't have anything, and we don't have enough to do this. How can you expect me to teach a Sunday school class, God? I have never went to seminary. You want me to go and serve a meal at a homeless shelter? I've never done that before. Yeah, we stand there with our five dinner rolls and our two little fish facing a needy world. But we cannot ignore the needs and the opportunities in the world in order to divide what we have among ourselves, as cozy and easy as that would be. So Jesus took the five loaves and the two fish. He took them into his hands. And then he ordered the crowd to sit down in groups of 100 and in groups of 50. And he takes the loaves and the fish, similar to the bread and the cup that we distributed this morning. And the scripture says, he says a blessing over them. And the disciples say, what are you doing? That's not enough. And Jesus said, I'm not asking you to determine whether it's enough. I'm asking you to serve. That's what I'm asking you to do. And so the disciples take the loaves and the fish in the baskets that Jesus gave them, and lo and behold, they distribute them, and every single person there was fed, and there were baskets full, 12 baskets full left over. And we want to do a Bible study on the passage. And we want to look and say, how did Jesus do that? We look at the miraculous and we want to figure out the miraculous. But I'm telling you today that Mark is not concerned about figuring out the miraculous. He's not concerned about a science experiment or how Jesus might have done that. Mark is simply saying to us, the crowd is fed. When you give your puny, meager resources to Jesus, and Jesus blesses that, the crowd is fed. Now go and do likewise. It doesn't matter how limited your resources are. It doesn't matter how limited you are. Because this scripture is telling us we may have limited resources, but we have an unlimited God. We have an unlimited God. So we don't boast about how much we have. We don't boast about anything like that. What we boast about is the Lord. And we say we have an unlimited God who is able to do far more exceedingly than we could ever think of or imagine. And we say that until Jesus says, take your little sardine and go out there and feed those people. And then we say, nah, I can't do that. We begin to focus on ourselves. We begin to focus on what we can do or what we can't do. And Mark would say, what I want you to see in this passage is that the disciples have only three loaves and two fish. And that's enough. That is plenty. Because Jesus Christ can make it more than enough if you will simply make your offering. He's not talking here about money. He's not talking about the money that we put into the collection plate. He's talking about the opportunities that we have when we realize that there is a need and the Holy Spirit says, I want to use your dinner roll. And at that point, we have, because Jesus Christ is an unlimited God. So, the question today is, am I willing to offer my dinner rolls and my sardines? Am I willing to offer the limited resources that I have? Because if I am, then this story will come to life again, right here and right now. For the point is not what happened to the bread. That's not the point. But what happened to the people when the bread was blessed by our Lord is the point of this story. What happened to the people when the resources were blessed by God is the point of this story. And it's at that point that we invite Jesus to show us, tired as we are, meager resourced as we think we are, we go out into this world with our resources and we allow Jesus to call us. Hey, Doug needs a ride on Tuesday. Doug needs a ride on Tuesday. And Doug is my friend, and he doesn't have a car, and he needs a ride. Can he call you for a ride? I sat there the other day when I went to pray for Lindsay and Rodney, and I heard Lindsay say to me, I have learned so much, and God has taught me so much through this illness. And what he has taught me is that the smallest gift that somebody offers, when God calls them to offer it, blesses me more than an organized, systematized, well-functioning response. When somebody brings toilet paper because we didn't have time to go to the store and blesses me with a roll of toilet paper, God takes that toilet paper and blesses my life. And she went on to tell me some of the little puny things, the little resources that people have done that has really blessed her. And she said, I can't wait to get healthy. I can't wait to get healthy because I am able to take those small resources that I thought were too small to even offer, and I am able to offer them for the Lord. And then this story comes true again. And generation after generation after generation will be fed by weak disciples serving with their five little dinner rolls and two sardines with the blessing of Jesus. And here's what Jesus is saying to us today. Mountain View, disciples of Jesus, now it's your turn. You go give them something to eat. Let us pray. Oh God, you've blessed us beyond our imagination and our ability to return to you any kind of thanks. So we realize you've invited us to pass it on. You've given us the resources, the gifts that we have, the blessings that are ours to pass it on. To pass it on and to let people know how wonderful you are, how gracious you are, how powerful you are, how giving you are, how loving you are, and how you are able to do far more exceedingly than we could ever ask or think. You're not putting it all on our shoulders. You're just inviting us to offer day by day what you have given to us. And we thank you for the opportunity. So, Lord, we envision ourselves this week to open the eyes of our hearts and to see where you are doing a work in someone else's life. and help us to see the need and not call on you for how do you do those miracles, but to just see what we have and then be willing to offer it in the name of Christ. And as he blesses it, it becomes enough for those that you desire to care for.